What do the Beatles, Dusty Springfield, the Kinks, and Jimmy Cliff all have in common, apart from being incredible songwriters and singers and some of my absolute faves? Well, the common link is Colin Hay. They all feature on Men at Work singer-songwriter's new covers album, I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself, which is, of course, a Dusty song. It's been labelled an accidental album. It came to be thanks to being stuck at home during the pandemic. Colin Hay joins us now on RN Breakfast. Colin, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. What did you have? Did you have breakfast?
I have breakfast very early. Yes, I've almost forgotten by this hour of the day what it was. But just for the record, it was yogurt and fruit. Colin, you've recorded this album of covers. Why have you done a covers album?
Because I had time on my hands, really. I'd recorded another album of original material, but because touring was uncertain, we decided to release it in the new year. So I was sitting around and I would have had breakfast and now I'd think, okay, what am I going to do now? And Jerry Marsden had died and I was reading about him and I just recorded a little version of Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying and I liked the way it sounded. So I sent it to my friend Chad Fisher and he orchestrated it. So it was just really, I started recording songs by other people just for fun, really. And then they sounded, more than delightful to us, so we decided to release it.
Well, the list is more than delightful. The songs from the Beatles, Dusty Springfield, the Kinks, Jimmy Cliff, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the list goes on. I was particularly struck by the Kinks song Waterloo Sunset you chose and the reason you chose us. Tell us why that song is special to you.
Well, my mother and father had a music shop in Scotland before we came to Australia. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was between the years of 1958 and 1967 that they had the shop. And when the most extraordinary music got written and produced and recorded, and I would spend a lot of time in the shop. But then, of course, one day my father came home and said, right, we're off to Australia. And not quite so sudden, but it seemed like that, you know. So at the at that age of almost 14, we were found ourselves at Southampton Docks, walking across the gangplank to leave that small island in the North Sea for forever, going to a new land. And Waterloo Sunset was playing through the sound system, and it just was imprinted in my memory from that point on. One reason is because it's such a magical song, and it was also just because, you know, we were leaving our home behind, going to somewhere which was, we didn't really know what it was going to be like.
Yeah, going to the unknown.
In the new world, yeah.
And that's the wonderful thing about music. It can take you right back to a place. So I'd love to play all these songs this morning. I'd love to play your version of Norwegian Wood or your rendition of I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. But before we get to the track we will play, just tell us a little bit about life at the moment, because you're not just a solo performer. You work with Ringo Starr's all-star band. What's that like?
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
I bet not.
You know, it's fantastic. The novelty never wears off. Every night when we're playing, I turn around and I think, my God, Ringo's playing the drums. And he's playing along with Who Can It Be Now and Down Under and Overkill. And
oh, really?
It's the same band on stage. We all play in the same band. It's just, we're all sidemen for everybody else, you know. So he's been doing it for 30 years, and so it's Ringo Starr's all-star band. I think this band is Steve Lukather and Greg Rowley and Hamish Stewart from Average White Band and myself and Greg Bissonette on drums and Ringo. So everyone's on stage all the time. So we're playing each other's songs, and he does it. You know, he does it every year. He's been doing it for many years. I've done three or four tours now.
I can't think of anything that would be much more fun than that. Perhaps apart from sitting around and listening to this album. Colin, it's lovely to have you on the program again. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. See you later.
Colin Hay, his new covers album is out. It's called I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself, which of course is a Dusty Springfield track, which is on the album. But let's hear this one from Jimmy Cliff.
Many rivers to cross.